I have to say thank you to a lot of folks. A week ago today, we did our Sundance Film Festival USA film premiere of The East and had filmmakers Britt Marling and Zal Bodmanglic come visit
Everything
us.
I've heard was very well attended and a truly engaging evening.
Absolutely. And we celebrated some anniversaries, the theater's 85th anniversary, 40 years of the organ being restored and played at the Michigan Theater, which predates even the restoration and saving of the Michigan Theater. And then folks got together and celebrated my 30th anniversary of working at the Michigan Theater. And a lot of folks did a lot of very, very nice things in celebrating all of those things. And so thank you. Thank you to the community for all of that wonderful support and recognition. And
I will say, in today's world of expediency, having the stability of leadership through a course of 30 years is something very special. So congratulations to you and for all the good work you and your team do.
Absolutely. It is definitely a team and a community process. And it is kind of interesting to think about. This has nothing to do with what I do, but what a community project like that, and like WEMU has. But, you know, across the street from the Michigan Theater when it was first saved was a wonderful department store called Jacobson's, which...
Right. Thought it would be there forever.
Yeah, and it was gone. And then the wonderful bookstore that we had, Borders, was moved in across the street.
Being that this was headquarters, thought it would be there forever.
Exactly, and it's gone. So anyway, it's nice to create a little bit of neighborhood and community stability, too. So, well, yes, Star Wars is in the news a lot because... I know this is not your favorite thing, Dave. But George Lucas sold his interest in his filmmaking to Disney, and that legacy apparently will continue. And although, you know, he conceived this as three sets of trilogies, the one that started off and then the more recent ones, which haven't been so well reviewed. But then there was a third set of trilogies when the characters were much older that haven't been made. And so anyway, they're looking to maybe make
At
those.
One point, though, he said, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to be done.
That's true.
And then he sold it to Disney.
People get to change their minds.
For like $4.5 billion, so they have to make money.
The thing that is totally...
It's never going
to
end.
Well, and yes, and what should be very depressing to you as a Star Wars hater is that not only are they looking to do that third trilogy, but they're also looking to do a riff on a couple of the characters. One is to do like a Han Solo as a young man's movie that's set in about the same time as the original Star Wars films, and also another one based on the bounty hunter that caught Han Solo, Boba Fett. Which
what movie did that have? I have no idea what a Boba Fett is.
Well, he's because you don't know the Star Wars films.
And
he's
like I said, I saw the first one, and
he's a bounty hunter.
It. Never
anyway,
went back.
There we go. That is the Star Wars news for this particular week. We will not have Star Wars news every week. I'm not the biggest fan of Star Wars, but you know it's a wonderful franchise that a lot of people love.
It's a loyal legion, that's for sure.
It's a cowboy film set in space. We are very proud at the Michigan Theater not only to have celebrated Sundance in the last few weeks, but also to celebrate the Oscar now. And we have four programs of Oscar shorts, and these are always great films that people very much enjoy. So we have a program of the animated shorts, plus some other short, because the animations tend to be really quite short, and to fill out a, you know, 80-90 minute program, we show some other great shorts that didn't quite get nominated but are very good. But the five that are nominated are called Fresh Guacamole, Adam and Dog, which this one sounds great. It's about the dog that was in the Garden of Eden. That
was there a dog?
In this animation. There is. And Head Over Heels, Maggie Simpson in The Longest Daycare from The Simpsons, obviously, and then Paper Man. And then there's some other really wonderful shorts as well. So that's one program of animated shorts. And then there's a program of live action fiction shorts, and Assad, Bazookish Boys, Curfew, Death of a Shadow, and Henry are the five films that are nominated. And those are all between 10 and 20 minutes long. And then we have two programs of Oscar-nominated short documentary films. Now, the documentary films can run up to almost an hour long. So we had to split it into two programs. One is about 2 hours long, and it has King's Point, Day at Racine, and Innocente in one program, and then the other program of documentary shorts is Redemption and Open Heart. So between now and the Oscars, you can go
and
check these out.
And that's the end
of
the month, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And we'll have these, but you really have to. People just walk out of them thrilled. It's not that people like all five of them, but they'll like four out of five of them. And with the animated films, they just like all of them, even the ones that, you know, are the good ones that weren't nominated for an Academy Award. We're also reopening at the State Theater Silver Lining Playbook, which won four acting awards as well as a Best Picture Award. So Bradley Cooper, Jackie Weaver, Robert De Niro, and Jennifer Lawrence all got nominated for Oscars. It was nominated for Best Picture. It's a really wonderful indie film that blew up a little bit and because people liked it so much. And then the other film that we're still playing, Argo, Ben Affleck just won the Best Director Award.
Was not nominated for an Oscar.
It was nominated for a lot of Oscars. But he wasn't.
Right.
So this is the first time since Driving Miss Daisy that the film that may at this point be the front runner for the Best Picture doesn't have a Best Oscar or Best Director nomination. So that's pretty
still
unusual.
Still suffering retribution from Gigli 10 years ago.
Maybe so. But anyway,
which one's unforgivable?
Argo won the Producers Guild Award. It won Screen Acting Guild Awards. And it won the Directors Guild Award. And the Directors Guild and the Screen Actors Guild and the Producers Guild Award are usually very good indicators of where Oscar voters are. And again, actors are the largest component of Academy voters. So we'll see what happens. Zero Dark Thirty and Lincoln were supposed to kind of eclipse it because it got released relatively early, but they kind of did temporarily, but it's come back. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that works out. Opening at the multiplex this week is Identity Thief, which stars Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman.
Looks like it'll be one of those kind of silly but laugh out loud kind of movies.
Yeah, it's so the Variety said rough. Another rough comic movie road trip that gives car travel a bad name. Now, that being said,
I like both actors in it, though.
Yes, well, and Melissa McCarthy, he got particularly strong reviews. Another review in Variety said, Melissa McCarthy proves she's got what it takes to carry a future, however meager the underlying material.
Yeah. And the Jason Bateman plays Jason Bateman in every movie, but I like Jason Bateman.
Yeah, so it's about Jason Bateman's character's identity gets stolen by Melissa McCarthy's character. He goes out to confront her.
Always a good idea.
And they end up on a road trip mysteriously. Now, Steven Soderbergh has a new film called Side Effects that stars Rooney Mara, who was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the Hollywood version, and Channing Tatum and Jude Law. And Rooney Mara and Chatham Tatum are a couple that live in New York, and she undergoes some treatments by a psychiatrist played by Jude Law, including a drug that is supposed to treat anxiety, but other odd things happen. Now, this review, Identity Theft, the comedy, got literally 50-50, and Side Effects got 80% positive reviews. A lot of folks are saying that it's the kind of film that you might expect a Brian De Palma to make, except it's got a Steven Soderbergh snap to it. It's very economically done. There's not one frame in any scene that's any longer than it needs to be. Now, Steven Soderbergh said he's really tired of making the movies, and you know he may have one more movie in him, but some of the reviews are like,
Steve.
Please keep making movies. Not all of the reviews are positive. There's a lot of twists and turns in the plot, and some of the critics go, seriously, we're supposed to believe this twist and turn? But most of them are going, it just makes it interesting. And it is this drug that's prescribed by the psychiatrist played by Jude Law that creates some of these bizarro twists and turns in the plot. Tom Cruise's classic Top Gun, that 80s film, is getting a 3D IMAX re-release. So if you like
that's
that
necessary,
film,
but it was a good movie.
You can go check that out at your local IMAX theater. And then on Valentine's Day, the Michigan Theater is very happy to have An American in Paris. This is a special Michigan Theater member event, and members know all about this already. But if you're just a member of the general public, you can come on in. It's going to be an 8 o'clock screening on Valentine's Day, so bring your sweetheart. If you're a member, you get chocolate and champagne. If you're not a member, you can just come see
a great
movie, absolutely. And then on Mondays, we've got this really interesting series by a Detroit entrepreneur who got in the movie business, Bob Shea, and he did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies, as well as The Lord of the Rings, a lot of other. We're going to show one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies.
Again, legions of people love that stuff. Thank you very much, Russ Collins. I appreciate it. And for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to another installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, and see you at the movies.